In this course, I combine the very best of what I have learned and experimented with in terms of physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual healing. This course is an opportunity to declutter our belongings, affiliations, and associations, and to nurture the vitality of our eternal spark. The container is intended to be held in the highest interest of the participants, for them to walk many steps closer to their uncorrupted original energy signature. It is an energetic cauldron of inner transformation in order for the participants to be able to keep on burning, processing, and stepping over the psychic, psychological, emotional, and spiritual fences of entrapment that are in the way for them to manifest a life that is in alignment with who they are. How important is it today to be focusing on health and elevating aspects? To create space in one's life while liberating from all contracts and frequencies that no longer serve us? How to navigate spells and suggestion from the negative types of AI that do not want to see us succeed and thrive? You will find a summary of the content in 6 parts on my website. It includes a review of the gifts of nature, what nature has in store for us, insights to keep on deprogramming from fruit propaganda, and to rise our discernment in terms of the frequency signature of everything around us. I review quite a few psychological operations linked to nutrition and the food scene, and I address how mind control leads to the degrading of our health. I also go deeper into some forms of programming, the different traps of agreement we sign in our everyday life, psychological operations we are part of, and how dark forces really keep on trying to make it to our doorsteps. This course is an invitation to do an upgrade in terms of scanning energy signatures all around us, as I review about 100 public figures from the detox and health scene. This helps us to detect the signature of the simulation all around us, including in our families and in every single aspect of our daily lives. I also go quite in depth in the way mind control harvests energy in the yoga scene and the problematic around New Age music bands or kirtan events. Maintaining a good routine like a fortress is one of the keys to navigate our daily realities and our microverses. And around food, of course, we have a lot of inversion. Because the natural way the body is going is going to be regeneration. So they have to do a lot. That's why they have a lot of psychological operation that are meant to kind of slow us down in our healing. There are many, many people who spread disinformation and fears about nutrition or detox, juicing, and actually they don't have a big idea about what they are talking about. So the important is like, what credit do we give to them? And there we can trace our progress. What is the frequency of their discourse? And in the frequency, does it assist me or does it put me in fear mode? Because that's gonna tell a little bit more about which forces they are busy with. Everything is really custom made for us. So, you know, what's gonna scare me, it's not what's gonna scare another person. So the matrix gonna adapt to what works with us. It can be shame, guilt, you know, savior complex or love bombing technique, you know, who tries to hook into you on your broken self-esteem or these kind of things. So everyone has to know themselves quite well. And anyway, in the quality of the exchange, you can always tell if it was a nice exchange or, you know, if you got kind of a bitter aftermath of it after. Since we're little,
what's been done is to kind of weaken us the most, you know, with vaccines, with different taking off of different organs or these kind of things, and with trapping our body with a lot of acidity, because then we have to kind of devote a lot of a few hours of our day maybe for self-care. So this is how it goes. But reviewing our health, we generally have quite a bit of decades to clean up, because our parents were not aware of all the acidic food they were feeding us with. So they were also not understanding, maybe we had health problem when we were young. They were not aware to break out of the programming to know that food was the main culprit of that. So now our health is the result of our choices up to this day, but also the choices of our caregiver and our inherited genetics. And that's why we can look at our eyes and see already what we are starting with. And then we can also trace some progress with that. And as you know, also eating certain things have consequences for more than 24 hours sometimes. So a little trigger can go a long way. And food is going to affect, the food we consume is going to affect the energy level we have, the quality of our sleep, the level of our vitality, and also our moods and behavior. Okay, we can also feel depression if we're really having like an acidic diet that really is not so life-giving. So some question that we can ask ourselves is, do I get up easily or is it a struggle? Do I rely on something in order to get by? And then this is what we need to work on, right? We can focus our energy on reclaiming our freedom from these things. A craving is a response that we want to find a solution in the physical world for something that we are experimenting, a need or a trigger reaction. Food is certainly altering our moods and behavior, especially they're gonna drive us in, you know, when we look for a reward or these sometimes this dopamine or these things happening in our brain. And when we eat things that we are allergic to, we're gonna be more easily triggered, more easily manipulated or influenced. And when we are in inflammation, we do experience this reality in a different manner than when we are not in inflammation. So it makes a great deal of difference. In general, many companies are run by darkness and operate only at the three-dimensional levels. They most do not understand energy or plans. Most are money oriented, which can lead to compromise of energy, and not many are operating from the higher planes. So their product might not also. So the hologram always gonna send temptation to us, distraction. For example, if we take the initiative to say, okay, I'm gonna join this group and attend the yoga class, the hologram might be putting like something tempting, maybe, okay, something that's gonna happen the exact same day that the class is happening. So it's always interesting to observe what we accept, what we renounce to when we are accepting certain things, certain proposition, because this reality is full of proposition, right? And I also had that happening with a friend of mine, that someone booked a massage with her the day where we were supposed to meet, and we rarely meet. So it means that this encounter would have helped move something, because it would have been pure, joyful, and would have helped to connect to other frequencies. So, but you cannot, everyone is deciding for themselves. With their own, you know, we all have our own fears around lack or other low frequency programming like guilt or family cording happening. So something to keep in mind. People are always gonna insert doubts and try to trigger you with your weak spots, right? So what they want is not really the debate around what you are eating, but how the conversation is going to make you feel, right? How the conversation you are having with them is making you feel misunderstood, like a loner, like all of that, right? There are some food that food usually has a function. We eat to get a stimulation effect. We eat to feel better. We eat to socialize. We eat to numb. So we don't eat a lot because we're hungry. It's like how we cope with our trauma and how we interact with this reality. But we do have to fight every day for our freedom, to kind of have this energy available, and then we can really focus on our gift, right? Our abilities. They will never go beyond their programming. It's set in stone, if you'd like. Now you have some beings who are on the fence, you know, who they, yes, it's not lost for everybody, but usually you can feel it, you know, they kind of spiral, or they don't, they're very linked to the 3D also. They're buying so much into all the programs. It's all programming there. You know, they're pure programming. So, you know, for some beings, you just have to, you know, you have to grieve that you're never going to be able to meet on emotional terms. You know, it's going to be only 3D practical, you know, and with others, I think there is an opening with some. It never ceases to amaze me because they do up-level their game as you up-leveling your game. So, you know, of course, what was easy in the past is not easy. You know, it's easy, but you're not going to be facing the same things as you were. You know, it's kindergarten, yeah, for you now. Just reacting, like not letting things kind of get to see the next steps and, you know, give another chance. And maybe now it's the 10th time, so maybe now it's time to make that boundary, but somehow we kind of wished that we didn't have to put that strict boundaries with other, that they kind of would get the energetic, but obviously they don't care about the energetic or they're not willing. So I have no doubt that this reality is gonna keep on giving me good material to kind of share, because then you can make it universal knowledge, because I think we all have to fight the kind of similar battles. Maybe the context is a bit different, but in the energetic of things, it's a little bit of the same, right? It's gonna plug into the same wounds and play on, you know, they often play on self-esteem, you know, that they programmed to be broken. So then they can kind of pull you in different direction, but you know, it's kind of having to repair that and to remember. And yeah, I keep on working on that, because I think the more we work on that, the less they can get in. You know, when you get this trigger and you know it's a trigger and it doesn't even trigger you, you just know it's mean. But if you get triggered, it means that the thing, you know, the wounding is really deeply active, and it got activated by their thing, so it kind of worked. So it's best when it doesn't work anymore and just like punk, like a metallic armor, right? Punk, and then it's reverberated about our families. You know, in our families, we extended families, you know, uncle, aunts, cousins, you know, all of that, grandparents. We find a lot of people who are not real, you know, they are backdrop, they are generated by the hologram, and we tend to believe they are like us. but we will feel that they have like a, they reach a plateau, they cannot go further with the evolution. And it's not because, it's just because they are programmed this way and they are not real. So of course they're never gonna be able to go certain places that we go. They are usually used negatively, even if they appear kind of innocent or well-intentioned, you know, their spirit is not eternal because they are not real, right? So it's good for me to know, to have opened my eyes around who is whom. So most of the classes and course that you find on YouTube are held by beings who are not connected to the eternal source, who are non-player character, sims, synthetics, or clones. Some of them are helpful. As I've shown you this this last module, there are many examples of non-spirited that I'm still connected with. It's your own spirit also guiding you to kind of keep connected to information that is serving you. I find that one gets the most potent healing when connected to reals who are doing the work and working, who are working on their shadow every day. Reals who have healed enough so they are not a danger for others, and reals who are constantly deprogramming the new layers that are used to control and influence them. Like the wound of non-recognition can be used to engineer, to kind of come in the middle of two beings who really appreciate each other, and the matrix control system gonna try to use that wounding to create, like, you know, to feed from the pain, to try to cut the person from, you know, what is really good for them. So that's really something important to remember, because it works a lot of triggers are sent that way. People who contact you saying one thing, but you will feel that the intent is really harmful, is to trigger you in your low self-esteem and to make you believe that, you know, your what you are working on is not great. And it is, you know how much you had to work to get there. So it's important not to believe these triggers. They are purely sent by the system. We can take them as a compliment that you are doing good work. So many on social media, we know it, are just templates from the simulation. They are usually triggering us, the reals who are doing sincere, more sincere work, right? And they also encourage us to stay in this trigger and stay in 3D levels, right? Many are pure distraction, and you will feel a dissatisfaction with them, a need to kind of let them go, maybe. That's also a moment where we can place intention, you know, we can feedback with ourselves, process some sadness, process some hard, sharp truth to awake to, you know, like friends being used negatively to, or people you thought they were your friends and they are used negatively around you. They might be real, but you know, when they keep on triggering you like this, then, you know, you might have to open your eyes to what's really going on and, you know, kind of say goodbye energetically and move forward, right? We can keep on surrounding ourselves with faces that encourage us and make us want to be the best version of ourselves. We can pray for our talents to keep on shining and to keep on finding those who benefit who we are the most. We have, each of us have our own energy signature, so better be in alignment with it and know what is our signature and not works against it, right? We're not gonna have all the same. And then we can explore what it has to offer us in this reality. Very narcissistic people, I find it hard to really stay connected on a day-to-day basis, because you stay connected to that me signature and it's just not nourishing. It's draining, actually. It's draining you from your, so you kind of need to protect. I think we all need to kind of protect from all these very, and it's also asking for us to kind of believe, like do a leap of faith and believe that we will find the information we need no matter what, that we don't need all these robotic narcissist people to teach us, and then we feel overwhelmed by the amount of information, and it feels a relief when we actually disconnect and say, okay, I trust that I'm gonna find my information, my spirit's gonna guide me, and I'm gonna go look for it. And trusting in that is very powerful, I think. You know, we all have some ego programming to kind of deal with, like that, you have to be open to the good also that can enter your life. You can also be frozen in trauma, you know, and very narcissistic profile. There is not this reciprocity. And I think this reciprocity is needed for deeper healing and relaxing, very good for the nervous system. And just you kind of blossom, you know, when you also trust others in their own gift. You know, the more you know also about your gift, the more I can recognize gift in others, you mm-hmm. know, and abilities, you know, psychic, you know, how it feels in the conversation. You feel sometimes that, you know, you discuss with some friends and you really feel nourished after. And no matter what you talk about, whether it was bank payments or whatever it was, there was like this extra dynamic of respect and friendship and love. And that's nourishing no matter what was the subject. Of course, if you can talk about spiritual thing and, you know, have this mutual nourishment, it's great as well. And I think some of these people, you know, some people, some handlers, they will, if you contact them, they will not respond to you. Then that kind of activate that wound of non-recognition, you know, you're like falling into your little self, but some will answer to you. And these are your specific handlers because they have been kind of instructed to interact with you because it's a good fit. And sometimes a lot of these players, they are mainly ruled by artificial intelligence, you know, so they're very computery, robotic. So they also can regurgitate a lot of knowledge, right? And that's also how our spirit can find information. We kind of navigate and we know when it's time to connect, disconnect. Sometimes we come back to see where are they? Oh, still with that dark thing. Well, okay, I will pass my way, you know. It's gonna change every day. We have to navigate all of that. And I think learning from our past experience and things that work, things that just don't work, and managing our dopamine circuit also, like our very reactive behavior that is like very reptilian brain. That is why I think who we can really recommend is the other, you know, the other people we've met on the way. And I find we can learn a lot from each other, actually, from, you know, from spirit to spirit, and just in genuinity, in reciprocity. And it's not really setting like a judgment on people. It's just seeing them for what they are, right? It's seeing the truth in reality. Absolutely. And that's how it is, right? Mm-hmm. So then you can decide, you know, how I position myself knowing that there are these dark energies, this person is flashing these signs that I just put me bad at ease, right? Or, and in the past, I kind of wanted to reach out more to people, you know, I wanted more private interaction. That's something I learned, kind of just sometimes subscribe but not interact, or just observe for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So I know I have deep work because we've been so traumatized and wounded and not being seen and heard that it's a lot of work. And yes, it tried to get you to react and be resentful, and even with your thoughts, because with your thoughts you create. So if for 1 second you use your thinking process to manifest something bad for someone, even 1 second, it's already like a victory for the dark force. So you have like something I have learned and worked on also, kind of just understanding that a thought of 1 second can have like a big impact on the life of someone. So my thoughts can, and their thoughts can. So, you know, when you get enemies, people who send psychic attacks to you, it also influences your, and if we don't like what people are sharing, we just leave their space, right? We leave the space that they are holding and we go on our own adventure. you know that many association whose front is dedicated to ecology and environment are part of the control opposition. They do claim that they are protecting seeds and that they want to raise awareness. We see a lot of these celebrities found on TV set and in mainstream and alternative magazines, but most of them are under control, and we will see the same celebrities coming over and over, and maybe for 10 years already, we see the same faces. And a lot of them, they have like a discourse that is interesting on intellectual terms, but we don't learn anything. It doesn't give us the desire to get up from our chair and plan things right away. While I think some of these maybe more confidential people that are working, they have this kind of energy to their field that when, as soon as you talk with them, you get activated and you get idea and you change tangibly things in your reality. So on this TV set, we see a lot of this concept being quite seductive for the mind, but the aim is also to kind of sedate and keep things as they are, not create a lot of movement, or if movement is created, is the direction is going to be directed kind of where they want it to be. So that's also meant to polarize the discourse, engineer very strong reaction from us, like outrage or anger, or pure reaction from the adrenal gland is also food for a lot of entities and energies. So they also want us to kind of keep in these very black and white thinking, good and evil, and oftentimes they also present these good guys or these bad guys, but they all in the same bed, and they also want to kind of keep on triggering some states within us, including the social warrior archetype, but other, the savior archetype is really, really common too. That's something that still works quite efficiently in the scene. And probably the last year, we have seen a lot of operation trying to trigger survivor programming, like just pushing people into fear to start communities and to be self-sufficient, like really quickly. But this is certainly something true that we all need to work on, because it goes hand in hand with spiritual sovereignty. It's certainly great to install rainwater collecting tanks and have a good water filtration for our water. That's really important, but also not buying the survival programming that is going on, that is going to directly trigger the adrenal glands, put you in fear mode, and then it just drain you from your energy and exhaust you, and at the end of a few months you really don't have a lot of energy left. Then I reflected on why the vegan movement always felt a bit off, and I never really felt so close to it, because first it keeps us on the acidic side of life, right? It encourages a lot of meat substitutes, soy, corn, GMO, seedless fruits, and so on. So it got me reflect on the shame and guilt programming that is used here in the vegan movement, but also it's used in our families, in our relationships. It's a huge programming. So it's interesting, I think, to observe it on the scene, on some scenes, and then to reflect on it. And the victim-savior complex is also a big one, I think, to deprogram layer after layer, right? Because it's a form of vampirism, actually, when we play the savior for other people. It feels good, but it feels good. Why? Because we feel like other cannot do without us. We feel like we're needed, but there is like energy vampirism happening. So and it's also distracting from other options, where maybe people are doing their own homework, and then it's a more balanced form of relationships. What I find interesting also was that they created that concept around with the word orthorexia, which means that people focus too much on eating too healthy, and it is labeled like a mental disorder, while it's a good thing to want to eat more healthy. It's not a disease, and see how the inversion has made it a disease, a mental disorder, where there is not, where it's a natural, visceral knowing that we need to go back to more natural ways because we're struggling so much with our health. It's the figure of martyrdom and fake heroism, like they like to spread it. If we really project onto these personalities, then we really are creating some cords, or so that's how it goes. So all these martyrdom figures like Julian Assange is another very evident one on the scene that really people get a lot of reaction when reading the stories of what's happening. So whenever we are encouraged to feel guilty, there is always a problem and our energy is harvested. We are contained when we feel guilty because it's a very toxic form of experiencing this reality, and usually it's always based on a lie. Any guilt is based on the inversion principle. We can have healthy remorse, and that's a good thing because we have empathy, but guilt is usually stays long with us and is toxic. So there is a lot of division. We have seen also it playing in 2020, in 2021, a lot of division about what people believe, where they stand, and it broke friendships. It was engineered, it's designed this way to separate people. All the programming we have inside of us, also the black and white programming, is meant to kind of keep us away from each other, right? Because it takes a lot of work to understand each other, to find, to see, to focus on the positive, to not focus on the programming, because when we focus on the programming that we can spot, then it can hurt people around us too. So it's a training inside of our own minds. And you probably are aware we've been also trained to be ashamed because we are using too many resources. It's something also for water consumption, like baths, taking baths or shower, while we know very well that taking baths and showers really help us to clear some entities. So we need that water, but there is like a shame and guilt programming around that. Even some house, you know, of people really concerned about the environment, they wouldn't have a bathtub, they would have maybe the quick shower, so they cannot really bath, and they kind of sacrifice this because of their conviction and desire to do better. While there is, I mean, the way they talk about resource is not really the way it is, right? It's not like a lack or shortage or gas or petrol, like it's not the way they tell us. This reality is not the way we are told. We hear it a lot on the truther scene, right? The term cognitive dissonance. And for me, when cognitive dissonance is meaning that a mind control structure is active. That's why people cannot see, because they are programmed not to see. And there are different programming being active. And when you are, that means that some programming is heavily active. Now it's a time where we are bombarded by a lot of temptations with the holiday season, and it can trigger nostalgia programming too. So I would suggest that to all of us to do our best to keep on recording from all of that in however small ways we can to kind of not give as much consent as we did, and to keep on reflecting on all the programming around the holiday season. Because it's because the exterior tell us to do certain things that we do it, but it does interfere with our natural rhythm. And what would we be doing if we were not gathering with family around food? It's usually it's very food oriented, so like a lot of excess with food as well. Also now that we kind of lost some habits, it's best also to stay away from Masonic brand like Starbucks or like even mainstream supermarkets in general. And also in supermarkets, sometimes they offer us food, like samples to try. This food is generally not so good for us. It can be poison, it can be cursed, and same for the food they offer in churches. It's not holy as they pretend it is. And generally the body kind of get rid of what it can, but there is always much more to get rid of. And so that's why we always have to repeat our effort to release obstruction, release like acidity in our body. And it's the same with our mind. We realize that it's like an ongoing process. It's never gonna be done in one day. So we always need to keep aware and to push wherever we feel like we can push. So if any of you spend time with your family and around food, then you can also set yourself a goal, like in January, early January, to do a little cleanse then, like 1 week or 2 weeks, however you can, it's going to help you reset if there is like an overindulging with food. The mucus-free really is for me something really life-changing. It's one of the key to kind of get stronger with our timelines. For me, it's something that is addressing the root causes of disease, which are acidosis and obstruction. And here we talk about regeneration because we have old obstruction that is being released. And when we are liquid fasting or eating our food liquid like this, usually we don't produce much residue. And with the mucus-free, we produce a little bit of residue, but usually it's evacuated the same day. So it's not being stored. And that's what we want, is not to store more. And I noticed that, especially if I combine the mucus-free with physical like yoga classes and a bit of walking in the woods, it really helps to not feel completely trapped in an acidic cage or body. Signing petition or, all the form that we have online with the cookies is trying to get us in contract. Protesting in the street is the same. We can feel it with that we are entering contract, and a lot of reels have been having problems when going protesting with police officer or stuff like that. But by the fact they are in the street, they have given agreements. So also we see a lot of false hope being generated around these protests that we see everywhere online, but it's part of the controlled information and it's not the real solution, because by being in the street, people actually acknowledge the government and are in reaction against the authority of government and not creating their reality, making abstraction of this fake authority that they want us really to believe in. And so they want us to kind of agree in any form of ways to their lie, so that as soon as we do that, we enter contract with dark forces. So it can be asking a loved one to get tested because someone is afraid for their health, it is entering contact with dark forces, and especially for reals, because that's the agreement that they are looking for. Also, we were talking about it last time, and that's something that I've been experiencing with some postmen. Is like they try to positively call you, so. And then you can feel that there is a cord between you and the postman, and it's also an agreement. And when I revoked that agreement, this postman actually disappeared from my reality, which was really, really interesting. Now they also have this postal service here. I don't know how it is for you, but here they come and knock at your door at 9 or 10 p.m. So we see how there was a new occasion where there was gang stalking with postmen at two corner of my house. So you really have to keep just repeating boundaries with them, because they are used to gang stall, harass, and hook into your energy. Most of them, and none of them are usually real. Like, it's very, very, very rare. They're part of the simulation. Also, joining online and in-person events can result in heavy cording. So we can work on becoming aware of all this cording and agreement we give away. While sorting my things, I looked into my old emails. I almost went through all of them, but I deleted most of it without looking much into it. But I saw the names and the percentage of interactions I was having with people who are not real, who were a distraction, where, you know, I thought there was something, but there was nothing really there. It's like, it's not nourishing. And there was also things that were real. So I think all of us have real things in our reality. And then we want to make that grow and focus on that. I also remember that I really didn't like to be stuck on the phone for 1 hour with my godfather or my grandmother, who was very talkative. And now she's not there anymore. But I did tell my uncle, my godfather, that I wouldn't talk on the phone anymore. I was feeling obligated. I just didn't like it. But it took me a long while to actually express that. The place I get my food from, they do deliver on Saturdays, for example. Mm-hmm. So they deliver it at my door, and that's very, very convenient. I've been having that for a while now, maybe 1 year. And might not be like the best organic, but it's decent and good enough. And older truck drivers are also nice. There was not one person who was not nice, which is a good sign. You know, when you get these postmen who are aggressive, or then you kind of think, I had that with like someone who was delivering fruit baskets, and I stopped after two times. He was so angry and so just so aggressive in his attitude that I didn't want him to have him around the house. Better stop the association. That's why, you know, if you get a negative postman or so, it's indicating that the service you are using is working with kind of dark energies. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of gives you the hint that it's time to make another decision so you can change and kind of link up with more like more welcoming, agreeable energies. Yeah, I had the same with a UPS here. He's like a really strange guy, a very, very strange guy. And the first time I saw it, him, and the second actually, I couldn't even say anything because I was so, just the energy was horrible. So I don't do UPS, but I have the luck that DHL is good. But I had a lot of problem with postmen. So I have now a sign, like it's a printed sign that I made. You know, I paid €50 for it print, and it's like put on the front of the house. Like, please automatically, which means without knocking, put the packages on the left of the fence. You know, I tell them precisely where, but I had a few problems. You know, there was a postman who entered my house, one, my living room, and put the package there when I was not there, which is intrusive. And there was some who really want to knock, two of them. And one of them, I had to be more clear, show him the sign again. And the other one, I had to repeat a few times. And the third time I repeated after I kind of threatened him psychically. So I say, okay, next time you again trespass my boundaries, I'm going to use my creative power against you. So let's see with that. But I think we have to change things with these postmen. But yeah, there are aggressive energy coming in our house.